you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week we're seeing a special private screening of The Wolverine, presented to us by Four Color Fantasies. I'm here with Rich this week.
Hello.
Martin once again is taking the week off. I'm starting to think he doesn't like us.
I think it's you.
I'm pretty much sure it's me.
Touching too much.
He never complains about that. I think it's a lack of touching.
Maybe.
Expectations for the movie?
I expect it to be entertaining. I don't have high expectations for it to be like the comics, but you know, the first one, as horrible as everybody says it was, I enjoyed it. So, you know, it was nothing like the comics, but if you take it as a film, it was entertaining. So, you know, you can sit there and poke holes in it, or you can just enjoy what you're watching.
I think the biggest setback with the first movie was that it was released online before it actually got to the theaters without the special effects, and I think they may have heard it a lot.
Yeah. I saw it like a month before it was released.
So did I. I'm not going to say how, Torrent, but... So this movie is supposed to be immediately after X-Men 3.
Right.
Taking place before Days of Futures Past, which comes out next year, with a little extra in the credits. Are you familiar with the storyline at all?
A little bit. I've tried to keep from watching anything because I like to just come in with a clear mind and just... I'm a huge Wolverine fan. I'm a huge Silver Samurai fan, which is kind of my letdown so far that I've seen in the in the previews. But I'm hoping for at least, you know, a good action film.
The one thing that's going to be missing... First of all, let me say, to say I'm a huge Wolverine fan is an understatement.
Right.
Yeah, you have to know me to understand. But one person that's missing from this movie that I've seen is Sunfire.
Right.
And I'm curious how that's going to be.
I'm excited for the Starship Trooper release.
Yeah, so they're doing... Rooftrax is doing a Starship Troopers release with Mystery Science 3000.
And it's a Thursday.
Watching it, so we're going to try and make plans for that. Maybe we'll even record from there, but going back to it, missing that character, how integral do you think it'll be in the storyline?
I think it's going to be nothing like the comics. I think there's going to be a whole lot of holes, as you know, to the storyline of the comics, and I think there may be even holes for the other movies, but as long as it's an entertaining film, I won't be disappointed.
Now, are you... like me in having accepted the fact that the Wolverine and the X-Men universe that we see in our films are not anything like the comic books and have taken on their own universe and own storyline?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I feel about comic book movies in general, because you can't go in there expecting to be exactly like the...
You can hope.
You can hope, but I mean, they gotta appeal to the large audience too. They can't just appeal to the geeks or the people that you know, worship the comic books. It's just they got to deal to the masses. So,
and the first eye-opening experience into that, the first time they opened the doors to let you realize that, was the casting of Hugh Jackman.
Right.
And that he's 6'1", Wolverine is 5'3". The minute they cast him, we should have immediately set aside all expectations of relevance to the comic books and just gone from there.
Exactly. But he does an amazing job in the role. So
yeah, initially I hated him. I didn't think he'd be a good Wolverine, but I gotta give it up. The guy's been in 13 Wolverine movies.
Yeah. I mean, he emotes so well. It's amazing. Like just his facial expressions, and he does get those Wolverine facials.
Yeah.
That sounds really wrong, but you know what I mean.
Short and hairy facial, is that what you mean?
Something like that.
Not 13 Wolverine movies. I mean, he's been Wolverine for 13 years.
13 years, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, I think 5 or 6 films he's been Wolverine in now. Yeah, the 3 X-Men movies. The first Wolverine movie. The X-Men First Class movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. And now this one, so this will be a 6th one. And then going into Days of Future Past, it'll be a 7th. So, you know, he's been Wolverine all over the place. So he's got experience with it, and he loves the character. I think that's one of the things that gets me with him is that he loves the character so much.
Yeah, he's really into it. Just like, I think when they, didn't they ban the comic books from the set, and he read the Wolverine comic books to get into the role properly?
Right.
So, I mean, he had to respect that. I mean, he's paying as much respect to the character as he can.
And he still reads the Wolverine comic books.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, I like him. Like, I don't think, I couldn't see anybody else playing it. He's done so well. So.
And the one thing that's different with Wolverine than in any of the other heroes or comic book adaptations we've seen, which pretty much started with Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton, is that the comic books and the characters in the comic book are not drawn to reflect the actors portraying them.
Right.
And Wolverine is one of those characters where they haven't bothered to. However, it could be because Wolverine's in every single Marvel comic book out there. Who knows?
Well, I think Wolverine's he was the first real super, besides Spider-Man, he was a real super popular, like, character that can transcend anything. Like you could literally put Wolverine in any comic book. You put Wolverine in a freaking Archie comic book, people are going to buy it.
And that's thanks in part to not only his first appearance being with the Hulk,
right,
but Frank Miller.
Oh, hugely because of Frank Miller. Oh, that limited series was amazing.
And the Kitty Pryde Wolverine miniseries as well.
Yes. And the one thing is, like, Frank Miller introduced that animalistic side of him, but also the softer side within that whole Kitty Pryde thing.
And the honor.
Right. The real honor, like, yeah, and his background. Like, I think he flushed the character out more than just make him the savage brute that he appeared in the beginning. Kind of mindless in the beginning. But, you know, with all the horrible storylines that have been put out there with his origin and stuff like that, he's still popular. He's probably one of the most popular Marvel characters out there.
You think we'll see him being called Jimmy in the movie?
No, I hope not. I really hope not.
Now, with the Japan storyline, again, we understand that it's not going to be anything like the comic book. However, there are aspects of the comic book we would like to see in these movies. I am curious about the Mariko Yukio love triangle. Do you think
right.
we'll see that?
I don't know. I really don't. I hope so, because it's such an intricate part of the character. But
do you think we'll see somebody named Dakin wandering around?
No. I don't think so.
Laura?
No, no. Hell, I mean, you know, like I said, my biggest hope when they talked about this is going to take place in Japan was Silver Samurai. Silver Samurai is my second favorite villain for Wolverine. Obviously, you know, Sabretooth is number one. But, you know, I hope there's something that's, he's not just totally a robot. I hope something, there's like more to it than that.
I hope he's not. I hope it's not like a Guardian suit, you know.
I hope he's like Robo Samurai or something. Like, they got to do something. If it's just a robot, it's just going to be, I'm going to be disappointed.
Now, a quick pop over to somebody who's never been on the show before. This is Julian. How you doing, Julian?
I'm doing really good. I'm just a little tired.
What are your expectations for the movie?
Well, I was expecting gore, but I heard they took that out. But I am expecting a lot of action, a lot of ninjas and all that stuff. A lot of, a lot of awesome, you know, Wolverine action.
All right, well, with that, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back to you after the movie. All right, here we are at the end of the Wolverine. What do you think, Richard?
I liked it. I mean, you know, of course, it's not going to go along with the movies. I mean, with the comics, but it was entertaining. And regardless, Hugh Jackman's always a good Wolverine.
I think it completely makes up for the last Wolverine movie. A lot more action, a lot more badassness. I would have liked to have seen him find peace, but
I still think this movie was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think it was done really well. I don't like how they didn't go with the love triangle, but it's kind of open for it to be there. So
at the same time, they didn't exactly close the door on it either.
Yeah, very true. The only thing I'm disappointed in still is Silver Samurai.
Yeah, well, we kind of knew that one.
It was kind of RoboCop, so I got my cheap thrill out of it, you know, because you know how I love cheesy 80s action films. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, I think it was an excellent movie.
Yeah, I think they did a really good job.
And here we are in credit scene.
Cutting edge technology and the world's leading minds. We are on the front lines, keeping you healthy, keeping you safe. Track Industries, solving tomorrow's problems today.
I'll take the pad now.
Opt out.
Days of Futures Past. I would have liked to seen a little bit more action flash or something at the end of it, you know, to lead into what's going on, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it just leaves you wanting more. I mean, that I think it was just enough of a teaser to make you anticipate the movie.
Yeah, so there you have it. Not much really to say as far as, I don't know, too much detail. I was not impressed by the Viper character at all. Jean Grey stayed in bed the entire movie.
Like I said, she's ruined for me because of Hemlock Grove. I can never see her as Jean Grey again. I just keep waiting for that cheesy British accent.
Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, action, badassness, it was just, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I definitely, it's way better than the first. And, I enjoyed the first. I didn't think it was as horrible as most people say. It was entertaining. This is actually a pretty good movie. It's actually got a decent story.
Yeah, a very solid story, too.
Yeah. Stays pretty consistent. It's not along with the comics, but they made their own leeway. And, of course, you know, to appeal to the masses. And I liked it.
All right. There you have it. Let me ask, what do you think, Julie?
That was crazy. That was a lot of action and a really good surprise ending. And I'm just waiting for what's going to happen next.
All right, there you go. We're going to wrap it up, and we'll catch you guys at the next Midnight Movie Maniacs.